Welcome to Becoming Iconic, a global multimedia and mentorship brand that will lift you into having the most exceptional lifestyle and business. I am your host, Jen Spiegel, and as a mom of four, a seven-figure high-performance mentor, editor of a magazine, and the host of this top podcast, I have a lot to share with you. This podcast has been created to talk about all of those things that will support you in both your life, business, as well as leadership. I believe in having a life and business that gives you ultimate fulfillment, and this gets to be your reality. That's why most conversations here will shift many of the paradigms that you've likely been participating in. Be ready to be stretched in both your thinking and in your doing. You will hear advice and wisdom from my 16 plus years of experience building businesses globally alongside of raising a family. And you'll also hear from many other industry moguls. Don't forget to follow on your favorite social media platform. It's simply Becoming Iconic. And while you're there, check out the most recent edition of the Becoming Iconic magazine. I just want you to know something. You're in the right place. And I want to thank you for being here. One of my favorite conversations to have is around mompreneurship. And there are so many conversations and topics within this massive identity and really the way we move through our lives if you are in fact a mom and an entrepreneur. And when I'm sitting here in legendary leadership, this room with so many powerful, beautiful leaders, one of the things that keeps coming up is this idea that somehow we are hurting something or someone by becoming all of ourselves. That by choosing to build a big business, somehow we are not choosing our family or disowning that or hurting that or betraying that. And this is one of my missions in life. I am so passionate about eradicating sacrificial living. You've heard this from me over the last little while. I even spoke about it in Genuine Connection in our March magazine, that personal journal entry from me to you. That article every single month is really my thoughts, my contemplations, the depths of who I am and what I'm working through or talking through with myself. And I share that with you in the magazine. But then also in Legendary Leadership, we are really diving into the archetypes and these archetypes that are a part of all of us. Maybe for you, it's not how you lead your life in terms of, you know, having children, but you actually are in relationship with someone who has children, I'm sure of it. And so it may not be your lived experience, but it is a way of better understanding somebody you are in experience with. And so I wanted to share something that really was profound for me and will support a lot of you who are newer moms and newer mompreneurs. I'm seeing this rise of mompreneurship in the online space, and I am so here for it. I am so excited for it. But I also realize these are itty bitty baby moms with itty bitty babies and itty bitty baby businesses. So less than 10 years old businesses, you know, children who are under the age of like 5 and moms who are just getting their footing and understanding the complexities of this role. I just get to have this like wisdom. I'm a wisdom keeper for this. My experience is vast. I'm a mom of 4. I have a 20-year-old all the way down to a 9-year-old. I am living through all these dimensions as a mom. And one of the things I'm really proud of, and I know is a differentiator for me, is the longevity I've held as building babies and building businesses for nearly 2 decades. And I wanted to offer something to you today that's going to put breath back into your lungs and help you release some of the grip and the tension and stress around time and help you collapse it and help you to move with ease and flow and like have this effortless beauty and harmony within your life. Specifically as a mompreneur. So let me tell you the background. Let me tell you the backstory. And again, I talk about this in Genuine Connection in the magazine, but I wanted to deepen it here. So there was a moment in time very early on in entrepreneurship where I was at a personal growth and development conference, and there was a woman on stage who I admired, was much older than me, so she was wise and full of experience, and she said something that really pierced me. She said, "You better get to work and build your dream life because you only have 18 summers with your children. And so every one of those summers really counts." And being someone back in the day that didn't have a level of discernment, so I would hear something like that and literally carry it, wear it, and embody it, that was really detrimental to me in certain ways and also super beneficial to me. There was a duality in that that led my life for a very long time. So let's start with the ways it didn't serve me. The ways it didn't serve me is I completely embodied these opposing feelings that I wanted to feel as a mom. It was like guilt, shame, sad, anxious, pressure, like all these feelings of like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I only have 18 summers. What if I, you know, don't get this business going and I'm not able to do all the things I want to do with them? And I just felt like I was racing the clock. And that led me into hustle. And hustle was what led me into eventual burnout. But the hustle for money, the hustle for time, the hustle for presence, the hustle to create family vacations, like I was hitting the ground running every single day because, again, I was chasing the clock. I was chasing time. I felt like I had this short window. And if I didn't take advantage, I would lose a part of my experience with my children. The ways it did serve me is that hustle built a really big business, and I was able to develop time freedom and presence and family vacations and all these gorgeous things that were a part of these memories over the last 20 years. But I wish I had done it with more assurance and confidence and trust. And instead, I was doing it out of lack and scarcity and this crunch of, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And now on the other side of this 18 summer story that I lived in, I realized you don't have only 18 summers with your children. Like, whoever came up with that? As a matter of fact, the quality of time that I have with my 20-year-old now when she's home is so incredible. We have these deep, meaningful conversations. We have a deeper connection as two women. We are really starting to understand one another. She's getting to know her mom on a different level as a woman, as Jen. And we have had the most incredible transformations within our relationship, especially after the strained years of teenagehood and all the complexities of that. And it has really supported me with my younger two children because I am not feeling like I need to fit everything into these 18 summers and count down as though, you know, eventually the clock runs out and I will never have any more memories with them. And instead, I'm just enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying the chapter. I'm enjoying what they are really into. And right now, for example, 9 and 11, it is like the sweet spot for travel. They are so easy to travel with and they're still young enough to enjoy. And they're in like awe and inspired through all the different sights and sounds and tastes. And it's just an absolute pleasure. But I'm also realizing my 20-year-old now is asking like, hey, mom, you want to go on a trip? And I am so thrilled. And I wanted to offer this to you because what I believe we need to realize as mompreneurs is we're not doing this because we have this short amount of time. We're doing this to build a legacy in today. Today gets to be a legacy with our children. It's not what we're leaving behind for them. It's who we are being in the moment with them. Let me say that again. It's not what we're leaving behind for them. It's who we are being in the moment for them. And so if you have small children, what can happen is we can feel like, oh my goodness, like I have to be with them. They're small. You know, this really counts. This matters for something. And it does. But it also matters that they see their mom being fully available to herself. They see their mom stretching her wings. This is the example. Like, think about their sweet, naive, precious eyes and spirit looking at you as an example and evidence of what's possible. I know that my two oldest children are some of the most tenacious, just solution-based, vision-casting, positive humans because they were raised in a home where the conversations were always based around those things. They were around a dinner table where we were talking about businesses that were being grown and clients who were coming home to their families and their children and choosing to have the best of both worlds, be a mom and be an entrepreneur. They were hearing about my clients going away on vacation. Just recently, we were talking about one of my clients who had her biggest year again, third year in a row after working with me privately and had more vacation time, more time off, and only worked 3 days a week that year. And she was floored. She never believed it until she did it, that you could have this incredible mix of achievement and growth and success in business and also really relish in the joy of your life. She got to have her two children go off to school, one to university, and one to senior years in high school, and be fully available to that, to move her oldest child to university and drive with her and, you know, just be a part of that memory and that moment and really settle her into her new living quarters and have a visual of where she was, and then come home and work through the dynamics of teenage years and high school years with her other child. And she's like, Janet, I have never felt more harmonized in my entire life. And I didn't believe you until I worked with you and we slowly but surely built the trust. And I slowly but surely loosened my grip to realize that I actually get to live my best moment as a mom and as an entrepreneur in the now. And that to me is just one of the best ways for you to breathe again, to stop white knuckling this whole entire journey and instead realize that, yes, we want this success in the business. We want you to go travel and do vacations and see the world through your children's eyes. I highly, highly recommend. But it's not that it has to be done today that you miss the opportunity to enjoy the journey. I know that I got to enjoy 18 summers because of that feeling like every one of them counted. I'm proud of that. I'm happy for that portion of it. But I wish that I had seen beyond that. I wish I had realized that we get to do these things again, or, you know, just if we enjoyed a cottage, for example, that we could go back to that cottage for a second summer instead of doing something new because we only had 18, so we got to fit all these things in. The amount of pressure I put upon myself and, you know, our memories even to me is, you know, that point where you only know what you know at that time, but I know better now and I wanted to give this to you. You know, your children will love you being available when they're little, but they need you even more as they mature and grow. I had no concept of the type of time and presence that was necessary for teenagers. They push you away, they go in their rooms, they want to shut you out, but at the same time, their soul, their being wants to know you are close, you are safe, you are there. It provides a safety for them that I believe is one of the greatest things we can gift our teenagers. And then all of a sudden they start to bring their friends over. And you get to be the house that, you know, you see the social side of your children. You see them the way they are around their peer groups. And it is one of the greatest gifts. I just wanted to share with you that you get to enjoy that newborn baby that you baked and created and birthed, and sniff that baby and still be you. You get to play on the floor with your toddler and build Lego and play trucks and do Barbies and all the things and still be all of you and build a business. You get to get your kids on the bus and off the bus every single day and carve out that time during the day to work your full-time job and build the business on the side or do it in the evenings. And it's going to serve your family for the better good. You get to be present with your teenagers and just be on the other side of that door while still thriving and growing and stretching into who you're meant to become. And you get to enjoy your adult children. You get to still travel with your adult children. As a matter of fact, my dreams have expanded now. Not that I'm close to being a grandma. I really hope I'm not. But now it's like the vision just got bigger. The net casted wider. It was always about these four human beings and how much I could savor my moments with them. And now I've realized it's that. And as their friendship groups grow, or they start to have partners, or one day have families, and if I'm blessed, or they decide to have, you know, babies of their own, to be a grandma, what can I create there? So all of a sudden, 18 summers became like 88 summers. And I felt this abundance and this joy and this presence and availability to that every day counts, every moment counts, and who I'm being with them counts. And the memories are not in this short window of time, but are stacked over and over and over. And that the greatest legacy I can leave them is making sure that I instill within them values and character and the example and the evidence, but also that I savor every single moment. Those kids of yours are going to witness you overcoming, dusting yourself off, and pouring yourself into others, shining your light out into the world. And it is the most beautiful example you could give them, whether they are itty bitty or grown. And so I just want to ask you to cast that bigger vision for yourself, to stop feeling like somehow you are going to hurt your children by becoming the fullest version of yourself. It's just not true. And as a matter of fact, the only hurt that can happen is them not seeing the fullest version of their mom because you didn't give yourself the permission to do so. They want that for you. It's good for them to see it for themselves. It's good for them to see it through you. And you will spark in them the permission and the evidence that they get to be that and do that within their lifetime. And let's go make it a great day. Thank you so much for being here. Your time and presence means the world to me. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so more people can learn about becoming iconic, that would be such an act of generosity. And please go download and read the newest version of the Becoming Iconic magazine, available at becomingiconic.co. Now let's go make it a great day.